So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. My discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem. Heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom. The microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor. It's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits. Get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks. Ducking ice sticks. Bare knuckle mental fight hits. Beat you lifeless. Never survive it. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers. Walk away with four shiners, the raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic
thugonomics. Today I'm joined by Will, Bob, and Ben, again, same as the first podcast.
See a pattern here?
All right, so...
Did anyone listen to the first podcast? Do we have any, like...
I was there. I figured I didn't need to listen after I heard
it. No, I mean, do we know if anyone specifically listened to the podcast? Did it go over well?
I listened to it, but outside of me,
We got no negative feedback.
That's true.
So,
no feedback.
Claire Edmonds from Fairbanks, Alaska, thought it was spectacular.
Really?
Yes.
So did Jim Smith from Spokane.
Really?
Someone from Spokane?
Yes.
Awesome.
You guys aren't joking, really? People listened from that far away enough to think?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Right,
we will be sending them Sports Entertainment Center t-shirts.
Yes.
As well as Ultimate Warrior action figures.
Because we have many of both.
Yes. Alright, so...
What's that noise?
It's the raptor cage from Jurassic Park.
Shoot!
The gobbledygooker's egg getting ready to crack.
Speaking of bad gimmicks, Bob, gobbledygooker?
Survivor Series 1990. I think the WWE... F at the time, had an egg, the whole, like, has a promo, and the big thing was what was going to come out of the egg.
I remember
the Richfield Coliseum. And it was a turkey-feathered-looking thing called the Gobbledygooker, who I heard was Hector Guerrero.
Really?
In that, yes.
Wow. So. Was it, wasn't they, like, hanging above the ceiling, hanging somewhere
no,
for
they
a
had
while?
It in a nest. Well, I don't know if it ever was hanging, but they had it in a nest. And they rolled it out into the ring, and the Gobbledygooker's claim to fame is it wrestled, Dance with Mean Gene.
And that was it?
I don't know if it was ever supposed to wrestle, but
it was
that was pretty much a one-time gimmick.
Good God.
I'm going to go with...
What? No, I'm sorry.
Everybody in the Dungeon of Doom, outside of Kevin Sullivan and the Giant.
The shark didn't do it for you?
Well, no, neither did Earthquake. So, I'm just a John Tenta hater.
God rest his soul.
Is he dead?
He is dead.
Oh, wow. Okay, sorry, man. John Tenta.
I didn't think he was going to last long in this world.
Well, he was in great shape.
Who else was in? Oh, Zodiac was in Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah.
How can you hate Kamala, though?
I don't know.
I can hate Kamala. I can hate him pretty good. I just don't.
He beat Zack Ryder or something?
I don't like Zack Ryder. Speaking of awesome gimmicks.
Yeah, Kamala never did it for me either.
There's a shoot interview out with Kamala. Which I would love to see. Because I would love to see. There are two shoots that I want to see. Kamala and Abdullah the Butcher. Because I've never heard them talk at length.
Really?
I hear Abdullah's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he was at the Hall of Fame on one of those WrestleManias.
He was on the stage at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Didn't look, looked as well as he did.
Yeah. Looked like he was maintaining his oldness better than, say, the Iron Sheik or...
Right.
You know, Nikolai.
Who else was in the Dungeon of Doom? I'm trying to think of the other bad gimmicks. Not arguing, but...
There was a guy called Loch Ness.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember him.
My only memory of him was he was fighting... He was supposed to fight Luger at the beginning of a Nitro. And on his way to the ring, the Giant just starts beating the hell out of him on the entrance ring. Luger's music kicks in. Luger walks past, starts flexing. walks to the ring, gets in the ring, whoever the referee is does a count out. Luger starts posing again, walks
I
back up the entrance
ring. I believe Loch Ness had one pay-per-view match at like Super Brawl 6. I'd have to consult the tape, but yeah, he was bad. I forgot he was even in Dungeon of Doom.
There was a...
Yeti. God.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You're not missing
the Yeti
was a mummy.
Was a mummy.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and I had picked the Yeti. I remember. This is when I got all the pay-per-views, pretty much.
Dude.
Halloween Havoc 95. The Yeti came out, and he and the Giant did the most ridiculous bear hug on Lex Luger ever.
Hold on, we have food.
I'll wait and tell the story. This is a good one.
Look at that. I don't even know what that is.
It's chicken fillet.
That looks amazing.
That's what it is. That shit that's delicious.
Thank you.
Yours
I might need a little more ranch at some point.
Alrighty.
Appreciate it, man.
Alright, back to this Yeti moment.
Oh, when I was walking in.
Nah. I'm good.
Just some ranch and some, yeah, some ranch.
Anyway, the Yeti came out, and he and Giant were giving Hogan this weird, like, you know, it was a Hogan sandwich, per se. It was a double bear hug.
Mm-hmm. Hogan sandwich.
So, Wrestle War comes around. 60-man, three-ring battle royal.
Yeah.
And, you know, people
who
used to come to my pay-per-views would, you know, we'd make picks just for fun.
Yeah.
Who did I pick to win the three-ring battle royal? I picked the Yeti. I'd heard he was going to get a push. Anyone want to take a guess who the first guy out of the ring was that night?
I'm going to long shot and say the Yeti.
It was.
The Yeti?
The Yeti was out.
Is his name not the Yeti?
No, it's the Yeti.
I just thought you pronounced the word Yeti wrong.
No.
Okay. No, that would be a terrible guess. Like a wrestler that's Yeti themed.
Because if it was called the Yeti, then it'd have to be an abominable snowman. Not a mummy.
They could do that. I'd be behind a wrestler that was a giant Yeti. Sorry.
Appreciate it.
No,
thank you very much. Same thing I did.
Cheese fries.
Alright, thank you.
It was, I had something. Oh, a couple wrestler gimmick, or, yeah, just gimmicks and so on that mm-hmm. I just hated. Or they dropped the ball on. We talked about this yesterday, Glacier.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was on my list.
Was it?
Cashing in on Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Glacier, remember, because it was a group of Glacier, Mortis, and Wrath. Mm. Yeah, and that's the guy who was like, let's take Sub-Zero and make him.
Because one of them was Canyon.
Yeah, it was Mortis.
I love Wrath. Canyon, who's dead.
Was Wrath,
was Adam Bomb?
Adam Bomb. It's just like, they promoted Glacier so much for like a month or two.
And
this was during the heyday of like Mortal Kombat 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I was stoked because I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be a guy who's like Sub-Zero. And he lost his first match to Goldberg or somebody?
No.
I remember he came out and he pretty much lost or something.
Did he wear a mask?
Yeah, when he came out.
Okay.
Yeah, when he
came
out.
He
took it off, and then I think he had like a fake contact lens, Kane style, in one ear, you know, to make it...
Make him look blind in one eye?
No, to make him... Because it was like, I remember he was hit with a little Sub-Zero thing, like white, like it was... I was like, oh, that was so horrible.
I'm going to see if anybody at the table remembers this one guy I'm about to mention. Avatar?
Thank you.
Avatar.
What?
Al Snow.
Oh, yes.
Would walk to the ring. He would walk to the ring unmasked, put on the mask in the ring. I think he only wrestled as Avatar a handful of times. But as we were talking about, WWE was really missing on those gimmicks in the mid-90s.
Does anybody remember Mantar?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Big German guy.
He was a big guy. He wore like a brown singlet. And he came out and he was supposed to look like a Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
He had the fake like bull head on. it was awful.
We really need to get you like into the old stuff of the old junk.
Well, old to me is when the night that Hulk Hogan turned heel. That's like when I started.
5 years previous.
It's
like,
no, this is around the same time.
Sounds like I'm not really missing
Hogan turning to 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of hitting this.
But,
yeah. I've seen a lot of the DVDs and documentaries and stuff, and, like, I've seen a lot of the epic matches, I guess, but it doesn't seem like I'm missing all that much, because I've gone back and watched some of
the
old...
You're missing the bad stuff. You're missing the
Portuguese man.
Well, I'm getting enough of the bad stuff now.
You're missing the how in the world did... What were they thinking?
Mm.
Was Vince on crack
That's what you're missing.
I mean, and speaking of was meant on crack, the boogeyman.
Yeah.
I know the boogeyman.
That was just weird.
He also was done a shoot interview. Which
really? Apparently, I was reading something that he was on Tough Enough.
Really?
Boogeyman. It was like, the thing is, like, the fourth season, he was, guy, I think he lied about his age because he wanted to be a wrestler. And,
Is he Cuban?
Name is Marty Wright, I think.
That doesn't sound Cuban.
Yeah.
At all.
But, that was just the epitome of ridiculousness of you spend more time on a gimmick than he actually wrestled. Wasn't a horrible wrestler, wasn't a great wrestler, but you were, you didn't even care because you saw this is one of the stupidest things that you've done. And at that point, if that character had been in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
it probably would have went over well because it was so kind of corny.
Who's the boogeyman remind you of? Another character from the past that wasn't the best gimmick in the world.
You got someone in mind.
Yep. I'll give you a hint. He made the Ultimate Warrior. He put a spell on the Ultimate Warrior.
Papa Shango?
Yes. Mm. He reminds me a lot of Papa Shango.
Who also had two other bad gimmicks. The Godfather and
Kama Mustafa.
Terrible. I've got two, and I'm going to name both at the same time because they're both guys that weren't fooling anybody. Black Scorpion and Mr. America.
Mr. America being Hulk Hogan, Mr. America?
Yeah.
What was the... I was taking a hiatus. What was the
Vince
deal with that?
Fired Hogan or banned Hogan from being on WWE, so he came in as this masked wrestler, Mr. America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he got.
Yeah, but everyone knew he was Hulk Hogan,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that was a funny part because years back in the old NWA days,
before y'all were thought of,
yeah, Boogie Woogie Man. The one thing back in the NWA days, in the early Mid South wrestling,
mm-hmm.
they were really big on, you know, loser leaves town matches,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which Boogie Woogie Man lost a lot of those, and miraculously, if freakishly enough. When he had to leave town, there was a new wrestler that came out. His name was Charlie Brown. Came out the theme song, Charlie Brown.
Nice.
And he was just him wearing a mask. And it was like everyone knew, but it was just so hilarious. And then his rival was like, that's Boogie Woogie Man. He's like, I don't know who this Boogie Woogie Man
Dusty
is.
Dusty did the same thing.
Dusty did the same thing, too. But it just
Midnight Rider.
But it was just so odd because with Valiant, it happened so much, so constantly. And it cracked me up.
Well, there were actually like 8 Black Scorpions.
Right.
At a while.
But Blair was the unmasked.
Yeah, because I think that was like one of. That's probably when
that
the tension.
That was Ole.
Yeah, that's probably when the tension with Flair and Ole started.
Because I remember Ric Flair. This is close to his exact quote. I don't know if Ole was high, which Ole doesn't get high, so I don't know what was his reasoning behind the Black Scorpion.
I don't know the Black Scorpion. I feel like so out of loop, guys.
It was just... It was him and Sting. It was supposed to be like Sting's Scorpion to Sub-Zero thing.
Oh, okay.
And he wore like all black spandex and a black mask. And, I mean, that was it. He was just Sting's big rival.
That's that noise again.
You know, I think it's so easy to name the bad gimmicks, but what are the good ones?
Well,
Kane.
Kane is an awesome gimmick that I think is underused now still.
Well, the problem with Kane is, it was a good gimmick, but when he lost the mask, they had to kind of change, they had to basically change who he was.
Right.
That really took a lot of the allure out of the character, because you're just a guy with a receding hairline,
mm-hmm.
and you still have the freaking fake contact.
Also had a bad gimmick, though.
Isaac Yankum.
Dentist.
It was.
That was during the WWE. What the hell's going on? Days.
Yes.
The thing with Kane was they built him up to be like a Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers type of character, and
which
then
was
they,
awesome.
Yeah, and then he was all crazy, and he was a burn victim. So he, Undertaker's half brother, Paul Bearer was his dad. All that crazy backstory, and then you take off the mask, and it's just like, oh, all right.
I'm fine with them taking off the mask though, just because it's like. He's been Kane with the mask for, I don't know how many years, right? Like 7 or 8 years or so.
Right.
And they've done stories of him learning to talk and being a good guy and being a bad guy. Yeah. And being evil and then being nice and so on. Like, so he takes the mask off for two reasons. One, so he can do something else with his character.
Yeah.
And two, wouldn't want to wrestle in a mask for my entire career.
Yeah.
Because he probably can't breathe very well.
Well, yeah, it was a leather mask. I know.
Yeah, and all it has is that tiny little mouth hole. Even when he cut off the bottom part, that just kind of ruined it for me. When you could see his mouth, but he still wore the mask.
And you see his goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather have him... And looking at it now, I prefer him without the mask to the mask. Because if you go back and watch some of the old Hell in a Cell with him, it's kind of ridiculous looking.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bad costume.
Yeah. Like, at the time, it was awesome. But
it was different.
Yeah, looking at it now, Kane looks kind of silly with the mask, mask on. But, like, now his gimmick being, instead of a Michael Myers Jason guy, he's like a deranged serial killer guy.
Yeah.
Depending
on which day of the week it is, because they have moved his character back and forth from good to bad and good so easily. People are like, almost fans show up like, so is Kane good or bad today? Just let us know so we know if it's sheer or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so frequent, and I have a feeling that's what's going to happen to Sheamus. I have a feeling Sheamus is they're going to have him go back and forth.
Problem with them taking off his mask and his shirt and stuff was obviously.
They dropped the ball on him being a burn victim?
It killed that whole backstory.
Yeah.
Remember when Vince took his mask off? Remember, like, we didn't see it, but, like, the entire, like, corporation took his mask off and he's so ugly.
Yeah, and then he turned back into RVD and he's like, you know, and they did a good job of making it look like, he's really screwed up. And then, like, the next week, oh, you're just bald.
Yeah, because Kane was like, what? When he took off his mask. Yeah.
Psychological burns, as they called it.
Speaking of Kane, another bad gimmick was Undertaker's biker gimmick.
I hated the American Badass, but I understand it. Because he's been wrestling for...
I didn't dislike it either.
I disliked Satanic Undertaker.
Mm. The Ministry Undertaker?
Yes.
Well, that's one of my favorite... I wouldn't call it... Is it a faction, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite factions until they got the whole corporation.
Right, yeah. Corporate ministry.
Yeah, that was...
It was one of the best gimmicks that turned into one of the worst gimmicks.
Yeah, because why the hell is Ken Shamrock hanging out with Viscera and Undertaker?
Well, you could argue the same thing about the NWO. When the NWO was elite, it was awesome. When they brought in, you know...
Buff Bagwell.
Everyone under contract, and they didn't know what to do with. And then when they broke it out to black and red, you know,
and silver,
like the NWO, like breaking off into the Wolfpack could have been awesome. Like, you know, if you did have two factions of it fighting each other, but then again, that should have just been NWO WCW.
Right.
Yes.
Best gimmick of all time, in my opinion, is Horseman. That's a gimmick.
I don't call that a gimmick.
I do.
You know, I don't, and besides knowing how it formed, it was pure dumb fucking accident.
No, I don't care. It happened.
I don't know how you call that a gimmick, though. It was just, these were four wrestlers that now, all right, we're part of a stable. I mean, they,
thanks.
They made something great out of it. But
right.
Okay, then.
I don't know how you call it a gimmick.
Well, I mean, you
when we do the best faction or best group podcast, I'll come back with the Horsemen.
I will not dispute
it. I somewhat think it's a gimmick, though, a little bit.
Well, if you can call the NWO a gimmick, you could call the Four Horsemen a gimmick.
No.
It doesn't matter how it's formed.
Well, no,
it's about what they're doing.
It wasn't even how so much they...
I mean, really, everybody's a gimmick, except, like, Ricky Steamboat.
Yes.
Except when he had the literal dragon with him.
Yeah. Then he,
and he had
I mean,
the frill.
You know.
Yeah.
Everybody in a way is a gimmick, per se.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But I mean, you know,
I'll give you what they did after when they realized, oh, we had something here with this Horseman thing. Let's take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. Then yes, I would more put that.
I'm talking old school Horseman, by the way, not new Horseman. I'm talking
old school.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. they're still in, you know.
I just didn't want to confuse the people from Spokane or Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your support.
You know what a gimmick that I don't understand,
okay,
and I kind of hate, Black Machismo from TNA. He for years he just came out and did
Jay Lethal
for years would come out and just do the Macho Man gimmick.
Yeah,
That was funny for like two episodes of TNA, and then he just kept doing it.
You've watched TNA before, right?
Yeah.
They are the epitome of let's take something, keep doing it over and 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 over again, and people and still don't figure it out. People are tired of it.
Mm.
Yes, that Black Machismo went on way longer than it needed to be.
Yeah. And then he changed it to him for a brief time. I think he was doing Ric Flair too.
Yeah, he's Black Flair.
And then when he was Jay Lethal, he was just Jay Lethal. I'm like, okay, go ahead, keep doing this.
Right.
But I mean, when he was doing the Flair, he was just Jay Lethal, just imitating Flair and Flair calling himself a god.
I like the concept behind this gimmick, not so much the wrestler. I like Gangrel.
Gangrel.
I like the vampire thing.
Mm.
But
then Edge and Christian Edge was the vampire hunter.
Yeah, who became
part of the Brood.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys joined the Brood, too, and then they joined the Ministry.
I don't know if Edge is a gimmick.
Edge didn't really have a gimmick.
Edge was a gimmick at the very beginning when he was against Gangrel. But then, yes,
under my everybody and everything's a gimmick. I think there are exceptions. I don't think Edge is a gimmick because I don't know what his,
That's just Adam Copeland.
Right, yeah. I don't know what his gimmick is,
Read his book or see him do an interview or meet him in person, that's just Adam Copeland.
Right.
It's like Flair is Flair turned up.
Right.
It's just Copeland.
Is that the fish?
Is that salmon? Sorry, Edge.
But there are a lot of guys I don't know if I would say are gimmick, but The Rock's a gimmick. Stone Cold.
Rocky Maivia is a gimmick.
I think The Rock
even The
is
Rock
a gimmick.
Was a gimmick. I'm not quite sure what he was going with there, but it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, even though...
Or is that a character? Is a character
actually,
a gimmick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I'm more inclined to think The Rock was more of a gimmick than Rocky Maivia. Rocky Maivia was just like, all right, let's...
That was a stupid...
That
character.
Was like, let's take the fact that you're Rocky Johnson's son and High Chief Peter Maivia's kid.
True.
Let's combine the name. And
but
that,
character
and, that's why
and gimmick
did,
go
and that's
hand,
why.
Hand. In my opinion.
Yeah, but it's one of those...
Stephen Smith is not a gimmick.
No.
Bob Alvis, not a gimmick. Will Castle, not a gimmick.
Masked wrestling persona.
Ben Smith,
be
not a gimmick. But,
yes.
If you bring in a...
The Welsh Dragon.
The Welsh Dragon.
Whatever. I mean, Big Willie, in a way.
Yes.
Is a gimmick.
Yes.
So, person, not a gimmick.
So, I mean,
character,
so it's on some
gimmick.
Level... I think when he was doing... When he was Rocky Maivia, he was just being a person...
Right.
Who was a wrestler, and it failed miserably, and that's when he went to The Rock. And, changed up. Next point, if talking about good gimmicks, Cena as the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and he was just a standard babyface wrestler. Did this rapper crap, became a bad guy, and look where he's at now. And I think that never happened.
He never went rapper heel.
I don't think. I don't think he is what he is now.
Mm. It worked, but
is Flair a gimmick? I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
No.
Thank you, sir. Is Flair a gimmick?
He is now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's always kind of been.
Well,
can I get my check at some point? Because I got
to
leave sooner than maybe.
Whenever you're ready
at the door.
You can just
okay, cool.
Get, so did you not need an assistant?
No, I do. I do. Yeah.
Thank you. I can get you some more.
No, I'm straight.
Are you
I'm
sure?
With that.
The ranch is good. You can keep the ranch.
I'm
I do the same thing.
Bob got a drink.
One of the few people.
Him to his ranch shops again.
Here's a...
Was it the words on straight in that case? That was an interesting play. Go ahead.
I think when... Yes, Flair, I think on some levels always been a gimmick. When he was the jet ride, wheel and deal and kiss deal and, Space Mountain and all that.
Space Mountain.
But you almost said what he is now, when he's basically a shell of his former self and is trying to keep his glory days alive, he is a bigger gimmick now because it's so damn sad.
Mm-hmm. True that. I mean...
But yes.
He's a cartoon character version of what he used to be.
Now he's just the old guy that lives on your street that buys the Corvette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing else to do
with
his life.
Well, I think he's almost like creepy old guy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like the 50-year-old guy that's at the corner cafe trying to pick up the 20-year-old college girl.
Probably half the guys over at the bar in the city band right now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Good, Ben.
I was going to ask favorite
good
match at some point.
Good gimmick was, I thought, Goldberg. when he first came out.
Goldberg until he opened his mouth.
Dead end gimmick, though.
Oh, they got tased him?
What? No, dead end gimmick of when he loses the first match.
Yeah, that was
over.
His whole mistake.
It's over.
Was he can't be beaten, and then you beat him. And
well, they didn't beat him for like, what, 100 and something?
But it's over.
Matches?
I mean,
200 fake matches?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. When you do something like that and the guy loses, there was obviously no plan whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
Well,
you know,
it was WCW on the back end of their career and didn't have a plan for anything.
Morrison.
John Morrison.
John Morrison. Not understanding his gimmick.
Also started off on Tough Enough.
Yep. Yes.
What is his gimmick? Is he trying to be
Jim Morrison? I mean, that was when he first, when he was originally, he was Johnny Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
And that failed miserably. And then he said, screw it, my name's John Morrison.
Which
you
is
know.
Still not his real name.
Yeah. But and he came out
really?
At the,
it's not John Morrison.
He came
something.
Out with the, you know, with the leather jacket and the long hair.
Didn't he have, like, chicks with him or something at one point?
I don't know if he had chicks. He just...
Now he's off.
That was when he was Johnny Nitro.
Yeah.
This is like... I don't know. I don't know why I can't... I like John Morrison. I like watching him wrestle. I just don't know why I can't get into his character anymore. Like,
but what was R-Truth's character before recently?
A rapper. A black dude. That was it.
Yeah, he didn't really have... I mean, there was no... That's why he went with the whole...
Best character ever. R-Truth is one of my favorite wrestlers now. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
R-Truth's gimmick of just being an undereducated conspiracy theorist
is
the greatest thing ever.
Apologize to Little Jimmy's.
Yeah, Little Jimmy's.
Are you coming for a Coke?
Wow.
Anyway.
Rebuilds.
Moving on.
I'm gonna kick it old school here. Hillbilly Jim.
Nice.
In the good or bad category?
And because it was one of those that if they were to try that now, because people are more TV savvy, internet, blah, 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 you know who a plant is. Back then, you didn't. All you saw, hey, there's this guy that they keep showing to the fan in the stands, just a smiling,
a
lovable.
Plant?
Yeah, he was a plant.
No, I don't remember that.
Just, I mean, he was just a smiley, lovable,
bumpkin.
You know, bumpkin, you know, little kid, like, you know, and then he came out and got to wrestle, and... Went for a pretty damn good long stint of it. And you couldn't get away with that now.
The real funny thing is he was in charge of Coliseum Video for
really?
A long time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a post-wrestling
career,
but he was in charge of Coliseum Video. I don't know if he's got anything to do now with WWE.
I'm sure.
I
he's always
think.
On their video games. So
yeah,
I
would think
he's
probably still there. So.
Yeah. Managed the Godwins for a bit. Were they supposed to be relatives? Was that their backstory? Or did they ever?
They never really, they just, they're like, these are two country bumpkin wrestlers. And
didn't the Godwins have another manager, Cletus?
Because
It was actually Dirty White Boy who was T.L. Hopper at one point, another bad gimmick.
What about the Blue Brothers? Those two twins?
Oh, yeah, that might have been it, actually.
That's who I'm thinking that was.
Who, the Blue,
the Brothers Blue or whatever.
Yeah, that
name.
Was actually the Bruise Brothers who were the Harrises
in
WCW, Ron and Don.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Harris twins. Obviously, no one remembers them. So.
No, because
I know the name.
Because then they became Patrick and Gerald. They were trying to play off the whole, you know, Pat and Jerry Briscoe thing on WCW because that thing, you know, it was Patrick and Gerald, what they were called. They were in suits
so
and stuff.
Also, I'm here to listen to the noise and shit stop.
Yeah, it's been going off and on.
He's like cracking up, Terrell. I was like, well, I'm not. I swear. Quit smoking that shit, Terrell.
I'm not smoking anything. God. So judgmental.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Are you sure you
I'm
made the part?
Yeah, yeah. My ranch.
You do love this ranch dressing.
I could put it in a put a little lid on it.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm all right.
Let's put a little quality time together later.
I'm all right. No, I'm fine. I boycotting restaurants that don't serve ranch, though. So you're straight. Waterstone Pizza, not so much.
They don't serve ranch?
No. Remember when
ranch.
I went down there and I asked for ranch?
Oh,
yeah. We don't have ranch.
Not serve Wait, really? Like,
yeah.
No joke.
No ranch.
So what did they give you?
Like nothing? Didn't they offer some ranch type?
No.
Ranch
we don't
type,
have ranch.
Like
ranch.
No, like you know, some sort of like another.
Because they I ordered a sandwich and they had chips.
I think they offered a blue. Wait,
no,
blue
they didn't.
They didn't.
I would have taken blue cheese.
That
blue
is
cheese
blasphemy.
Is.
I can't eat pizza without some ranch. I just
I was appalled.
I mean, I can, but I go to a pizza place, they better have one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Or some sort of marinara dipping sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge fan of ranch. Really, ranch? I don't like ranch.
I'm not either, but I...
Don't get me into this right now. Let's get back to the gimmick.
Ranch is an overrated gimmick.
This podcast is brought to you by Ranch.
Hidden Valley.
It's our unofficial sponsor. Our fans in those two places.
Spokane and
Washington.
Fairbanks.
And Fairbanks, Alaska.
You'll be getting a gift basket from Hidden Valley.
We'll be sending you a Hidden Valley t-shirt.
Along with the sports entertainment center.
Road Warriors.
Yes.
Good gimmick.
Very.
Yeah.
Demolition.
Rip off.
Yes. Yeah.
Draws. Terrible gimmick.
Unlike Draws.
Yeah.
That was his gimmick.
Worked out well for him.
Yeah. And then
thanks, D-Lo.
Yeah, you're paralyzed.
Is he getting better? Anybody heard from him?
Who?
Draws?
He works for WWE.
What?
Really?
Can he walk?
I don't think so. I forget what he does with them, but he works in the office.
How did he break his neck anyway?
D-Lo did
just caught him wrong.
Oh, really?
Wasn't they doing like the D-Lo drop or something on him? And
Draws went up, D-Lo caught him, and I think he just kind of dropped him a little bit and
broke his spine. I just remember seeing him like a couple weeks after that accident, like on a thing. And he was in a chair, and he could still move his hands, but he was all paralyzed. And I was like, "Oh, it's Draws."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like you, but I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
His whole thing was like
Vince Smith. He has a heart, people.
Yeah. Headbangers. I didn't like them.
No,
I did not like their gimmick.
Beaver Cleaver.
As Beaver Cleavage.
Or Beaver Cleavage. Sorry, remember. When the girl later on became remember BB?
Yes.
Big blonde. It was. She actually was a paramedic. Like one of the stage paramedics, also.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Gold Dust.
Good gimmick.
Mm. They don't really do anything. They haven't done anything with him in a long time.
Dustin Reynolds gimmick.
Because the other one that went horrible.
Seven.
Is that the one where he just came out and he's like, "Look, I'm Dustin"?
Yeah. Because apparently, I was reading up on that. Is, you know, because they put a lot of money in, you know, all those promos, and WCW realized, wait a minute. People might think this guy's a child molester and abductor. We should stop this.
Is that what happened? What was Seven's gimmick?
His whole thing is like they'd have him like looking outside the little bedroom windows and stuff, and they didn't. So eventually, like you know him, he people might think he's evil.
Well, DDP stalked Sarah Undertaker.
Yeah, but that's DDP,
and that's for a while. And that was a hot chick. He was stalking. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It didn't make any sense.
Sergeant Slaughter, probably one of the best gimmicks.
I can agree with that.
Yep. That was very smart.
But a gimmick that I thought was going to be red hot for them, but maybe wrong time. Muhammad Hassan.
That would have been had they not been on UPN, because UPN made WWE. They pretty much said they could never show that character on TV again after the whole terrorist taking out the Undertaker thing.
Didn't they even say they didn't want any Arab wrestlers at all either?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were listening on one of the podcasts.
And he's not even Arab. He's Arab American. I mean, he's from Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, I mean,
he's trying to become an actor.
It's
now.
Fantasy. This wasn't like a reality show.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But the worst part, you know, Iron Sheik. If he was around to come around today, never would happen.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Raven. I liked that gimmick.
Yeah, I could deal with that. Like he was very much just a grunge person.
Right. For the time period, perfectly with ECW.
It's so weird with him because. Do you remember Global?
Yeah.
They had a wrestling on ESPN. And they had, he was Scotty Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Who later became Johnny Polo for a little bit in WWE.
Yeah, he traveled.
He was very funny. Foley.
He's apparently really intelligent.
Yeah, he was very funny when he was on
really
commentary.
Smart.
Is he still in
TV? Then he became Raven and just went.
He's in Juggalo.
JCW?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me?
Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
JCW.
The ICP's independent.
ICP, that's two people that need to be wiped off.
Raven needs money that bad?
I disagree.
I hear it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
A lot of, like, well, I mean, they're not, you've got to be into indies, but, like, Colt Cabana wrestles there as Officer Colt Cabana. He's a heel, and he's against drugs. So, obviously, the Juggalos hate him. And Necro Butcher, who was in Necro Butcher, who was in the movie The Wrestler, he was the guy that fought Randy.
Someone in the Mohawk?
No, he was the one that fought him in the hardcore match.
Oh, the old dude?
Fuck that
hillbilly-looking guy.
Never mind, fuck that guy.
He was on I remember when Ring of Honor was on DirecTV, I saw him wrestle on a hardcore match on the ring. I'm like, that's him. Holy God, he existed.
Yeah, Necro Butcher.
If you listen to
the Colt Cabana's
podcast, he has an episode where he has ICP on. It's one of my favorite
episodes. It's a really good I could care less about ICP, but it's a great episode.
Yeah. They talk a lot about being wrestlers and how they love being wrestlers and that whole thing they go into about being backstage in the room, in the dressing room with Undertaker and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Another bad gimmick was, it was Dale Torborg in WCW.
Oh, the Kiss Demon.
Yeah.
The Demon.
Yeah.
That was just...
That was a gimmick that would have worked in the 70s.
Well, I know. This is what was irritating me. Get him out
here. Get him out here, quick.
Well, it's irritating with WCW at the end. That wasn't... Because that was near the end of their run.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to come up with anything to, three count. That would drive me nuts. But the Kiss Demon is like, all right, let's get Kiss involved here. Get that corporate, get another group of fans that like Kiss. They'll watch the Kiss Demon wrestle.
Well,
and yeah, it didn't quite work.
I think that because they were pulling out,
yeah,
Kiss, David
Psycho,
Arquette.
Circus,
I mean, that's when they were pulling out Hollywood people.
Yeah, they were they were just grasping at straws.
Mm.
And it wasn't Torberg's father, coach of the Marlins,
the manager of the Mets, and Marlins.
He was a minor league baseball player.
Yeah.
Or he may have been in the MLB, I don't know.
No, I don't think he ever made the MLB. But
I read a big, WWE had an article about him, where are they now, about a month ago, and I read about it.
He'll never be the most famous ex-baseball player to become a wrestler. He probably had one of the best gimmicks of all time, too. Macho.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of baseball gimmicks, who was the guy that painted his face like a baseball?
I know who you're talking about. And I think they
Stitch
called him
face or something.
Yeah, he was in WWE. I want to say they called him MVP. Before MVP.
And they had the goon, the hockey player.
Yeah,
I didn't like MVP.
The goon, you're talking real Montreal.
Montavious Van
Big
Peebles.
The goon also was Wild Bill Irwin. And when he was in AWA, WCW, World Class, he always came out with the bullwhip.
Nice.
Which, I mean, that's, you know, if you come out with the bullwhip and are cracking that thing in the ring.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, that's pretty badass, I think.
Jake the Snake was a good gimmick, I think.
Yeah. He was a good, if he didn't drink himself.
Yeah, and even when he turned, religious, the whole gimmick worked for him still. The whole idea with the snake and
the
garden of Eden.
I just assumed he was like a snake.
I really wonder if
one of those Christians that worships with the snake.
Yeah, that's what I was just
saying. I hate to question anybody's religion because to me that's a personal choice, personal belief. But I wonder, did he really? Or was that just a gimmick?
I think he did.
Oh, I think he tried.
Yeah.
He's
filling that void.
I'm about to say something that if a certain person hears this, he is going to call me blasphemer.
Okay.
But one of the dumbest gimmicks, if you really think about it, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
One.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just backing up from the table.
I gotta leave
in a minute.
As a gimmick, because here's the thing. I mean, when he first started wrestling,
right,
he was doing the bagpipe thing. But when he became,
he never really did the bagpipe.
Well, yeah, but when he became big,
mm-hmm,
it's like he didn't need to be the Rowdy Scott. No one even thought. It's like you're Rowdy. I mean, it's just the whole Scottish part of it,
mm-hmm,
was just unnecessary. Everything else, great. Everything else, like what he did, but it's like the whole let's do the bagpipey.
Right.
It did not help him at all.
Well, just because he doesn't, because he's over and a good villain, and that doesn't mean he needs to change his character, change his name and drop the accent.
No, we never really had an accent.
He was from
Washington,
Oregon.
Wasn't
it?
Oregon. No, it was Oregon.
Hmm. Well, I think he had something to do with the dungeon. But I will close with this, and I would love to come back to a future podcast if I am so invited. In the words of John Cena, one of the best gimmicks of all time, slick. I mean, come on, to have a doctorate in style.
I don't remember Slick.
No.
You don't remember Slick?
No.
I figured you would. I'm not surprised you don't. Do you remember Slick?
Yeah.
Manager. I found out something interesting about Slick. His father was a wrestler in the old Mid-Atlantic.
Really?
And you might know the name. Rufus Freight Train Jones.
I do remember the name.
That was
I don't remember Rufus
Freight Train Jones. No,
Bob's getting obscure on us today.
Rufus Freight Train
Bob's,
Jones.
I thought for about a second, it's like, if you say Pez Whatley, I'm just going to kick you in the teeth.
Rufus Freight, why would you kick me? I didn't have Slick. Pez Whatley's wife had Slick if it was Pez Whatley.
Just because you're bringing up a memory there, Alvis.
No, there's no wrestler named Pez
Rufus. Apparently, Rufus is Jones' claim
Rufus
to fame.
Is Jones.
Rufus Jones' claim to fame is his name was Rufus R. Jones, and in interviews he would say the R stands for guts. Okay?
You sure it's not R-Truth? Sure
I thought the G stood for guts and guts.
Not the R.
Maybe.
Buh.
Good day, gentlemen. Continue on.
Bye, Bob. But I'm gonna
clarify a little bit.
Please. Clarify this Piper thing. It was his character. His character wasn't even a great character. It was just someone who was great on the microphone and was a good wrestler, not a great wrestler. But he was just good on the microphone. It was like he was almost more wasn't even a gimmick. It was just
he was just
being him, and that's where I was like he was a good character. There was no gimmick there. That's what I thought. So I thought it was a horrible gimmick because he didn't need it. He didn't need it.
Well, I think he needed the gimmick at first to get over it, and then he didn't need it.
And yes, the bagpipe music is synonymous with him. Mm-hmm. That works for him, but...
Well, it's like Punk had that gimmick of being straight edge and stuff, and now he doesn't need it at all.
Well, but he is straight edge. That's not a gimmick.
Well, he's straight edge, but his gimmick was he was straight edge, hardcore kid or whatever. Yeah. Now he doesn't need that, but he's not going to go and change his name or anything.
Right.
He's just still, he's CM Punk, but he doesn't have to play that whole card anymore.
Right.
He's just like, I'm just going to talk on the mic because I'm really good at it, and they drop the ball.
Yeah.
Because they really should have kept that going for a little while.
Well, that's logical.
Same with Cena. I mean, like, he used to be like, his gimmick was he was a rapper, then he was a Marine, and now he's like a combination of the two.
Now he's like super.
He was, was it?
I like Cena, though.
He went to rapper. Well, first clean cut, just normal all-American boy from,
like Alex Riley.
Yeah, from
West Newberry,
Mass. Then became the rapper, and he stayed the rapper for a bit. Then he wasn't doing any character. He just had a stupid chain. He stopped doing the rap. But
thank God.
But he was just over because then he FU'd Big Show.
That's his doctor of thugonomics.
Yeah. Word life. This is basic thugonomics.
Which is the better theme song.
Yeah. I love that theme song. Actually I always love the
better than the trumpets.
Wasn't there something between Thugonomics and the Marine? Because he did the Marine thing because he did that stupid movie.
Right.
But then he still does the dog tags thing.
Yeah. Well, and what he still does is salute.
Yeah, well,
like,
I assume now it's like...
What are you kissing fake dog tags for?
Yeah, you weren't in a war. You were in a movie that wasn't even based on a war.
Yes, sir.
He's doing it to show his respect for the troops, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I guess he does a lot for the troops.
Yeah, which is
so the salute, that's fine, but don't wear the dog tags.
Yeah.
Just do the salute.
If you become Captain John Cena or Colonel John Cena, wear the dog tags.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand his gimmick still, but I like John Cena.
Right.
I used to hate John Cena, but he's good now.
He's
okay. I used to hate him, but like his ability to talk on the mic has put him over for me. Where
WWE
he's awesome.
Would be unwatchable without John Cena.
I can agree with that.
They need him really bad right now. If he gets injured, hope he doesn't, but if he gets paralyzed or something, they're screwed.
Or goes out for 6 months again?
Yeah.
Right.
They don't have anybody. Even Punk is great, but Punk can't
Punk
fill
needs
that
role. Somebody to feed off of.
And he's feeding off Triple H right now, but I'm not seeing that go anywhere.
I see that potentially leading up to some Survivor Series match with Team Triple H versus Team CM Punk, or either Punk teaming up with Triple H to face Laurinaitis' group of Nash
and
his. Truth and whoever.
Because I just started watching SmackDown from last night when Laurinaitis gives a big speech and
I didn't see that. What happened?
I haven't finished the episode, but he comes out at the very beginning, saying that, you know, Triple H shouldn't have fired Miz and R-Truth, and he's losing control. But I'm not going to lose control of SmackDown. Like, you're not in control of SmackDown.
Teddy Long is.
Yeah.
And Zack Ryder.
Yeah. And then he introduces Mark Henry. Henry comes out, and then Triple H comes out shortly thereafter. And that's about it. It's like, it almost seems like they're trying to do something with Laurinaitis to, like, make him evil. But he has no mic skills, and everyone already hates him, and that's not going to change. You know, him and Vicky Guerrero should team something.
They
well
want
just
him to be Vince, but
for Laurinaitis,
yeah, because yeah, really not enough people know who he is, even though he's like, I'm the talent relations. Yeah,
but he's a big fan like, of what? Saying that. I'm executive vice president of talent relations. He's like, it's his point of saying that.
And most people, just that casual wrestling fan, are like, okay.
Yeah, you had to have been in the know to know who John Laurinaitis was ahead of time. Like, I'm fairly in the know, and I still didn't
why
really
did they
get
bring
know
bring an animal? It's like his bodyguard or something.
I have a feeling that... Actually, I don't know why. I bet on some level he wants to
separate.
He wants to be done with. He's like, you know, I'm just gonna watch my kid play ball, and live off whatever money I have and whatever money he's gonna be making in the pros, and be happy with life. Because when they brought him back
with Heidenreich,
well, no, this is before that. I'm gonna get a stink bug in my cuff. When he became a bad guy, he was just a warrior.
Right.
You know, like, really, dude? It's like, if you were doing that 10 years ago, I'd be fine with it, but you're past your prime of wrestling.
Right.
You can't do it anymore, you know.
A gimmick I liked, I hear the person's a douchebag, but I really liked Vampiro.
Yeah.
Vampiro!
He was like...
He was awesome.
I guess he was supposed to be like.
He's on. I think
Misfits, kind of. Yeah. I mean, he was big in Mexico, or he thought he was big.
Yeah,
in
Jericho
Mexico.
Talked about him on the in his book a lot.
He not, you know, some way he kind of looks like he looked like CM Punk.
It
almost seems like if Punk were to dress, yeah, that's what he, you know, didn't they have a thing with he had a thing with the Misfits, right?
Yes,
and ICP.
Yes,
he's on one of ICP's albums, the Dark Lotus album.
Really?
Yeah. He's in JCW too.
See,
where are they based out of?
Detroit.
Makes sense, I guess.
That's where they're from.
Come
on. See, I don't smoke. I heard the noise went off again.
Yeah. It does that.
Can I get you anything? Do you need some more to drink? What can I do for you?
How much longer are we?
Not much. I think I'm...
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah, we're good.
All good?
Cool.
Yeah, thanks. Would y'all like for me to visit all three separate checks?
Yes.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it the branch like, got into the table a little.
But it really, it looked like some snot or phlegm or something, man. Nobody wants to play in it. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Alright, I'll do that in a couple minutes.
Cool, thanks man. If ever a JCW comes around, we should probably try to go to it.
Yeah, I don't know if they tour out of the whole, like, Illinois, Michigan area.
Say what you want about ICP, but they're not bad wrestlers.
Do they wrestle, or do they just...
Yeah, they wrestle. They wrestled in a... They wrestled with a really bad gimmick, the Oddities.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, I remember.
And they came out in WCW, and they wrestled in ECW, so...
Yeah. I just don't like ICP.
Yeah, I don't like their music.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was a big fan of their music in high school. So.
There's a guy I used to work at the station. He was a big ICP fan. I'm like, this music is shit.
At least at my high school.
You're a grown-ass man. You shouldn't be liking this shit.
Middle school, rather. It seemed like you either liked ICP or you liked Korn. Like, that's where, like, the two groups who wanted to be different music in terms of music went. I went to
and then
Korn,
when you think about them, they're both exactly the same.
Yeah. Yep.
This has been our music podcast, where we also had a brief segment about ranch dressing.
And Flynn.
The more you know.
What are some gimmick matches that were good and bad? One, just because I watched the last pay-per-view. I don't like no disqualification matches, honestly. Most of the time, it's just them running, walking through the crowd, and throwing them into set pieces.
Yeah.
And it's not wrestling. It's boring as shit.
It used to be the no DQ match. What it was like, all right, no disqualification, and there's going to be a chair involved in the match. Yeah, brass, that's about it. Or, you know, they don't. They're not leaving the ring really. Or someone's gonna be thrown over the top rope. That used to be legal. And now, we think about it. There is no difference between a no DQ match and a no holds barred match.
Right.
What's the difference? There is none. You know?
I think no holds barred means they're gonna wrestle.
And
no DQ means no DQ. It's just gonna be people hitting each other with the steps.
Well, then you got the false count anywhere, which is essentially a no DQ match with the stipulation that you can pin somebody on the ramp.
Yeah. But even then, it's still just running and walking them slowly up and down the ramp, or occasionally backstage, and you hit them against the wall, and then you punch them.
And you hear a ref go.
You get thrown over the guardrail, and you're that, like, unconscious for the 5 minutes it takes John Cena to walk you through eight rows of crowd over another guardrail.
While everyone's cheering and patting you on the back, thus
that
killing,
doesn't wake you up.
Yeah. And if you're actually beating the crap out of somebody and you see the fans, like, just excited, and they're, like, patting you, like, yeah, we love all of you. I'm like, that just kind of takes away from the fact that they're beating the shit out of each other.
They don't need to go in the crowd because they can't do anything in the crowd because you've got liability.
Yes.
Yeah, so no DQ matches, I don't like them. Unless they're actually, like, wrestling in the ring.
Yeah.
And, like, they do the thing, like, they suplex a guy onto a trash can.
Yes.
Do a high flying, like, the coast-to-coast thing. Unless they're actually wrestling, don't do a no DQ match. But I think that was just because Triple H was out of practice.
I do like.
So they wanted to, like, half-ass a match.
I do like the false count anywhere. I like false count anywhere.
If it's done right with, like, ECW-esque people who can jump off of shit.
One of the best matches.
And don't go in the crowd. Just go to the locker room if you want to.
Yeah, Kevin Sullivan and Chris Benoit in WCW. That was amazing. Mm. They were fighting in the bathroom, and it was awesome. But, yeah, that pay-per-view match, Punk and Triple H, was very reminiscent of, like, a WCW, Monday Nitro main event.
All that match did was set up more story.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. I'm like, you know what? You should have done that on Raw.
And that was kind of a filler pay-per-view anyway.
It really was.
I'm so glad I legally downloaded it.
That WWE needs to go to just six a year, or even less. I would be fine if they did four. Oh, I know, because they make so much money. Yeah. But
you know the ones that are gonna that you need to order, though.
Right.
You knew that Money in the Bank was a good one to order.
Yeah. I still wonder how much that one brought in, because that one was so hyped up.
Probably more than WrestleMania.
Probably.
I think, actually, it didn't do as well as they were hoping.
Really?
From what I heard.
Probably because it was. A bunch of people just get together and watch it. You know?
Yeah, so they see the buy rate and they're like, well, not as many people bought it, but you got to figure one buy could be 20 people.
Yeah, and so then what I feel they're eventually going to do is make a damn pay-per-view $100. You know, it's like, well, hey, if 20 people are getting it, that's only $5 each.
Then it'll just be everyone will download them.
Yeah,
or like go to Applebee's and watch them.
Yeah.
They just need to, like, do they really make that much off pay-per-views, or do they make more of their money off of, like, commercials and licensing? Because if they did just cut it down to six a year and then actually have titles drop on Raw.
Do what WCW did back when it had the five pay-per-views a year. Have, like, a Clash of Champions and then get more ad revenue from that.
I mean, cutting down the amount of pay-per-views would, at the very least, maybe open the possibility of titles changing hands on TV.
Which would make your ratings go up.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a pay-per-view every month.
I honestly don't think you need pay-per-views. Just take care of everything on Raw.
I mean, but the pay-per-views itself bring in a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing: you already have the arena, you have the people showing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just extra money. That.
Yeah, but we're getting towards the. I just think it's like the pay-per-view seems like a dying thing to me, just because we're in an age of digital with nobody watches anything live anymore.
Not as much.
People watch pay-per-views, so like the amount of people who are willing to sit down right at that right time on a Sunday night to watch a pay-per-view is dwindling
because
everyone's doing other shit.
That's why you cut down the amount there's and make it a reason to people watch. That's why Money in the Bank, you know, we paid to see it because we wanted to know what happened then.
And it had a couple of gimmick matches, which I think pay-per-views should, at the bare minimum, have one gimmick match.
Because
I don't want to pay $60 for Raw. That's essentially what it is. If it's eight singles matches, I mean, okay, I can watch tomorrow night and get 10 for free. and probably just return matches from the pay-per-view the night before.
Yeah. Speaking of pay-per-views, and the next one is Hell in a Cell. That's a gimmick that I don't really like that much. The Hell in a Cell was cool when Undertaker and Mankind did their thing 2 years in a row. That was awesome.
And the Shawn Michaels Taker.
Yeah.
First Hell in a Cell was great. Yeah.
But, like, I would prefer just a regular cage match because you can actually do shit off of it. Like, they'll jump off of the cage. When at Hell in a Cell, it's like, all right, well, we're stuck here, and most of it's going to be people throwing each other into the cage.
Now that's it. And you know, it's like, what's the point? Because the door is going to be open to where you can walk out and get on top and throw them over. It was like the best thing for them to have happened, and the worst thing was Mankind getting thrown off that.
Yep, because you're never going to get close to that again.
Nope. Never. Never.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Taking time with it when I'll be all ready.
But, so this next pay-per-view being a three-way pay-per-view?
I mean, that's first.
2 weeks after the next pay-per-view? Yes.
First time they've done Triple Threat? I think so.
Probably.
I don't honestly care.
It's
Punk. And who is it? It's Punk, Triple H, and who?
Punk, Triple H. Punk, Cena, and Del Rio.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
That was the problem with Cena and Del Rio with his past pay-per-view. People love Del Rio. They think he's great in ring, whatever.
They do?
A lot of people are big on Del Rio.
That's a gimmick I don't like.
He's just JBL.
Yeah, he's
except without any of the charisma.
Think if he changes his character, I think he has the ability to be a hated heel. Like, he's decent-ish on the mic and stuff. He's doing the JBL thing, only from a Spanish perspective.
But I'm leaving politics out of this, but the average person doesn't have beef with somebody from Mexico. It's not like the Iron Sheik, where I'm from Iran, and people were like, oh, well, you know, they're crazy. It's like, all right,
they're crazy.
You're from Mexico, okay.
Yeah, I guess. I still don't understand.
It's just, I don't know, there's just nothing to that character.
Yeah, there's a gimmick match that I used to like, and then I went back and watched some of the matches, and they're terrible. Inferno matches.
Those were always horrible.
Yeah.
I never.
With the fire around the ring? Because I like the visual when you got choke slammed, the flames came up, but yeah, that was a terrible match.
It was just kind of like 30 minutes of a guy trying to stay on his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, you've been bullwhipped into the ring, you're on fire, match
and
over.
Most of the time it's like, oh, his boot caught on fire.
And you could tell his boot's covered in some sort of shiny liquid thing.
Yeah.
Well, what other gimmick matches do we hate? Or like?
The barbed wire match. That's, they're tough to watch.
Yeah.
It's
just barbed wire wrapped around the ring.
There's a time and place for hardcore. Yeah. I'm not a huge hardcore fan at all.
I hate hardcore matches. Like, ECW-esque hardcore matches?
If I want to see gore, I'll watch a horror movie. I don't want to see, like, Terry Funk in his eye
right part now. Is the hardcore matches now aren't even how the hardcore matches are supposed to be because they don't show blood anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't mind hardcore matches because, all right, hopefully something really cool, you know, you don't do anymore. For all intents and purposes, nothing beats a ladder match.
Yeah.
Those things never really seem to disappoint.
Yeah, because at the very least, somebody's going to fall off the ladder.
Yeah.
And probably,
if you get a high flyer in that match, you're off. You're set.
Like, someone's balls are getting wrapped around these ropes.
Yeah.
Like
Money? Yeah, the Money in the Bank ladder matches were awesome.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank is a good gimmick, too. I like that.
Yeah, that's the one thing when Punk was saying on BS Report, he said, I'm never going to put another Money match. He said, because it tears you up.
Why don't they do championship, like a championship scramble ladder match? Instead of having the Money in the Bank, why don't they do it Mania 1 year, 8 guys or 6 guys, whatever,
with the
world title hanging up? Mm-hmm. Instead of getting a shot at it, you win the actual title.
That actually be good.
That way you don't have to worry about this stupid cashing in the money crap.
Remember TNA used to, I don't think they do it anymore, the King of the Mountain match, where it's, all right, here's the top of the thing. You have to score a pinfall on someone. Then, after you've done that, then you can get on a ladder and take the belt and hang it up.
Yeah.
Once you hang the belt up, you're the champion. Like, you've confused me already. like, so you really want to think the average fan's holding on to find out, wait a minute, who is he eligible to pin? No, he, like, what? You know, and then if you got pinned, you had to, like, you couldn't do anything for 2 minutes. You had to, like, it was just
that
really,
sounds like some sort of ridiculous.
It was TNA when they were first trying to be big. Like, it's kind of something kooky. Like, well, you've done that.
Well, they did the six-sided ring.
Which is big in Mexico. They just stole it from Mexico. Really? AAA uses a six-sided ring.
Okay.
Yeah. The Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. I like the Elimination
yeah.
Chamber.
And I like back. It. I like that they do it. They normally do it at the pay-per-view right before Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't like it, the fact it's done right before Mania, because the matches are pretty much already kind of decided.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be the champions in the Elimination Chamber, so you know, like, they're not losing this most of
right.
the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Except one was a couple years ago, Edge won. Or Edge lost and then won
then
again.
Won the, yeah, he, like, beat up Kofi and took his spot. He, like, run. He ran to the ring. I'm like, okay, I'm playing now.
And like, they were okay. just fine with it. They were like, all right, well,
sure,
that's,
why not?
It's a TV show.
Yeah. People will buy that.
The triple cage match thing from WCW, whatever the hell that was called.
Triple cage.
The cage on top of the cage on top
oh,
of the
ready
cage.
To rumble cage.
Yeah.
Yes, where you had to.
Was it three stages of?
You went. You started off on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you climbed through to the middle cage. Then you walked out that door, climbed up the side of that cage, got the belt from the cage at the top. Then you had to go all the way back down and exit through the first cage.
Yeah.
That's how you won that match.
Yeah. Was it like three stages of hell or something?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Well,
there
is a three stages of hell match. That's where there's three different... It's first person to get two pinfalls out of three wins the match. And there's three different match types. Triple H and Shawn Michaels. It was like a last man standing.
Oh, yeah.
Hell in a Cell
yeah.
and something.
But that's, yeah, it was...
I don't know what it was called.
I want to say they did that during for like Halloween Havoc.
They did it on Nitro,
and,
too.
Yeah, and they did it on Ready to Rumble.
Yeah.
That's where
I think that match debuted, was on Ready to Rumble.
Speaking of Ready to Rumble, and slightly off topic, my girlfriend just told me to say that Goldberg is awesome. So I just had to say that.
All
right. Even though we already talked about him.
Wow.
And his gimmick is something. Sting, though, I don't like his gimmick.
I like Surfer Sting. I loved Surfer Sting.
Old Sting?
Yeah, the original Sting.
Crow Sting would have been more relevant had it happened when the Crow came out.
Yeah.
How about Joker
Even,
Sting?
That's just kind of cracking me up now. It just is. The worst part now with regular TV season back up, the TNA doesn't get recorded on the DVR anymore, so I have to, like, you know, try to keep up.
TNA doesn't deserve to get. I tried so hard. There was like a 3 month span this year where I really got into TNA.
You try, really tried to get into TNA.
I really tried.
It's hard to watch, especially when they're on the microphone and you hear that horrible audio of ambient noise make it seem like the fans are really caring. You look into the side and people
and everybody
are like, this, like, who's
arms,
cheering?
Arms
who,
crossed.
Yeah. Who is cheering? Just don't fake it.
And they're not wrestling crowds. It's like 80-year-old women and 6-year-old kids. And, like, I feel like they bring in the homeless and offer them bowls of soup if they watch the show.
They're doing a WCW thing where, like, free tickets just to make it look
packed.
Probably.
Somebody did that. Offered the homeless. I forget which wrestling promotion it was. They offered to, like, make them look good on TV. They would feed the homeless if they came to the show.
Oh,
well,
geez.
That's a horrible idea.
That's
TNA. Bad
TNA.
Gimmick.
It's happening.
Oh, hey, let me give you money.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I would say I got you, but times up.
With your aluminum wallet.
My Luma wallet?
Your Luma wallet.
Really good gimmick.
The one gimmick that we hadn't talked about, Mr. McMahon.
Mm.
After the Brett
Sprint
screw, you know, the Brett screw job, and then it became public, and then they said, wait a minute, we have something here, and he became a character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working for the most part ever since.
Yeah. When was that? 97?
Seven?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. And he's had the same entrance music, same everything.
Now,
possibly one of the best gimmicks ever, I guess.
Now, in
or one of the most
horrible, the whole shorts, one pant.
They're talking about the Zack Ryder action figure I have on the table.
When he first saw me like that, is it who told him that was a good idea? Just wear full tights if you want to get your face on the side. And just
where
it looks so
awkward.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes.
We're talking about Zack Ryder came out with a pair in tight. He would have the half tights with one leg and one leg with tighted and one leg not tight.
And it's like, how do you feel comfortable as a man wearing that? Because it just looks awkward.
Well, I think that was part of his gimmick of just being Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
It was never done before.
And normally, every time it's been done, that wrestler has never because it was always a bunch of jobber wrestlers. Like, I'm gonna be kooky and do that.
I'm funaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he said on the podcast that he requested it and then immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's why he doesn't wear it anymore. No. But I don't know. I'm all about some Zack Ryder right now.
I love how in this X figure he can do stomach crunches. Really?
That's what Ryder does.
Woo, woo, woo.
Have you watched any of his Long Island IC show?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of funny.
I hear it's good. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's good. It's backstage nonsense.
Which is cool. Like, I like that. Like, that's why I really like Colt Cabana's podcast, because they're, you know, tearing down the fourth wall and just letting you see what really happens.
Who was the other guy along with Ryder that was Edge's little bit?
Hawkins. Kurt Hawkins.
Did he ever? Not there.
He's still roommates with Zack Ryder.
Really?
I thought Hawkins was still there.
Thanks, man.
No, thank you guys. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I'm going.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's still roommates with Ryder because
but he's not. Is he? Because I haven't.
He might be in an independent promotion.
Maybe he's in ROH. I just lost my train of thought. Luke Gallows, he was Festus.
Festus.
Yeah.
He, the Festus gimmick was interesting. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Festus?
I remember Festus.
Yeah. Bell rings. I'm a raging. I'm a stare.
Bell doesn't ring. I just sit here and drool.
Yeah. Like, really?
He's a really, really funny guy. He's been on Cabana's podcast.
Really?
And then
mm-hmm.
he played for... Was it West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, West Virginia University. Yeah. And he was in a story. Was it Deuce recently? The Africa story? The Nigeria thing?
Yeah.
He's like really big and over in
Nigeria.
And I think he's wrestled once and he's been over there like 13 times or
because,
something crazy.
Because in Nigeria they got SmackDown from like 2000 to 2006.
Oh, jeez.
And that's all they've ever seen of WWE.
And I guess it's still repeated, probably.
That's up there with the foreign countries believing the Buffalo Bills won 4 straight Super Bowls.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ben's like, I'm gonna.
I don't know sports.
But no, when for any like Super Bowl or any World Championship, shirts are made for both teams.
Right.
And so.
Oh, that way, yeah.
And then you know that way it's covered, but then. Something has to happen to these shirts of the losing team, and so they can't have them show up in America, so they ship them to foreign countries
where
the poverty level is below dirt, and so then you have a bunch of foreign little kids that believe Buffalo Bills won 4 straight Super Bowls, and you know,
wow, and that noise is bothering me.
Awful. Oh, what a bad gimmick. Viscera,
or Big Daddy V,
or King Mabel.
God.
His whole entire career.
Yeah,
I mean, look at him. What I mean, he is.
He's unwrestleable.
Yes.
I don't know why you would hire him. What could you see? Like, all right, well, he clearly can wrestle with everybody.
I mean, he can suffocate you with his fat rolls.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Mark Henry. The same match you would have Viscera, and you would see the same match with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Can't do shit.
But at least Henry is...
He can move.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Viscera, he needed a freaking segue to get across the ring.
Yeah.
I was surprised he was still alive.
When he came back out of this,
Vader was also a gimmick I never understood. I didn't get if he was like a Mankind-ish kind of Kane kind of guy.
Yeah.
Or what his deal was. He just wore a mask. Was he like
But that's it. He came out in this whole... Darth Vader-esque helmet and shoulder pads, took it off so it could shoot fire, and then wrestled with that half a mask that just covered
the straps on his
face. Yeah, the straps. Like, what's the point of that?
I don't know. The mask made him look kind of cool, because if you've ever seen Leon White, Vader, without his mask.
I have. I've watched Boy Meets World.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, all right. It's this guy with red hair that's fat.
Yeah.
The mask was just like, I don't want to paint my face, but I got to look different. Because yeah. This face isn't going to put me work. Over. Yeah.
And he wasn't. I mean, he was a decent wrestler. He was decent maneuverables for a big
yeah,
guy.
He was very agile for a big guy.
Yeah.
But it just it's all. But then I remember when him and Kane wrestled, and you know, loser takes their mask off. I'm like, dude, your mask is basically not even there, so you're gonna lose, I bet. And he did. That was the last time.
And we've seen you without your mask before.
Yeah. Again, Boy Meets World, played Ethan Suplee's dad.
Wow.
I'm not lying when I say this, people. Look it up.
That was a good episode where they went. It was like Topanga's 16th birthday, and like they were trying to hang out with Frankie. That's his name, right? Frankie.
Yeah.
And, like, they wanted him to be at Madison Square Garden, wherever they were wrestling in Philadelphia, to see Vader wrestle for the world mm-hmm. title. And he had to keep that commitment, plus keep Topanga's commitment, so he's running back and forth the whole time. It's
one
a good
those.
Episode. It's a really good episode.
And one time he had to go to the principal's office, and Mr. Feeney gave him a talking down to.
What was the best wrestling special guest starring episode of any show? Because there's been Lita on, what, Dark Angel? Was that
the
show?
The Rock was really
Rock
good
was
on that 70s
Enterprise.
Show.
Rock was on Enterprise.
Rock was on Enterprise. Big Show was on Enterprise.
Was he?
No, no. I'm sorry. Rock was on Voyager.
Voyager. He was in the arena thing.
Yeah, he was in the arena. You know, Big Show was on Enterprise.
Makes sense.
Steve Austin was on. What was that show called? Nash Bridges.
Stink bug on your ankle, buddy.
He's back.
Probably one of them in my cuff earlier.
I was talking to one and he attacked me. I was like, what are you going to do? He was like, S-. I was like, oh, you want to get gangster? All right.
I had to kill him, man. That's how I roll.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, Austin, he was on. Ironically, that episode Austin was on. Hunter S. Thompson wrote that episode.
Of what?
Of Nash Bridges.
Oh.
Huh. I know.
I didn't know Hunter S. Thompson wrote Nash Bridges.
He wrote that one episode.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because that was, they were like, I remember they promoted the hell out of that.
Speaking of wrestling people who've written episodes, David Lagana wrote a really good episode of Friends, the one where Bruce Willis was Ross's girlfriend's dad, and Rachel was like trying to hook up with Bruce
yeah.
Willis. Really good episode.
Let's say, and now any USA show, you're going to see a wrestler show up on a guest star.
Yeah.
Edge is on
Haven.
Yeah. So you're a recurring character?
Yeah, I think he's been on like 3 or 4 episodes.
And like at the end of the season, apparently they talked to him and they wanted him to come back.
Nice. Well, I hope he gets work.
Yeah.
Not that he really needs it. I'm pretty sure he's decently rich.
Unless he's loaned his money.
I know Edge isn't into like drinking and stuff, so he hasn't drank his money away, but I don't know what...
Jeff Hardy's gimmick is over. Not his druggy gimmick.
What was his gimmick? Was he just dressed in like?
Yeah, he was that. Yeah. But the rest of it changed. So I thought I'd bring it back out.
Jeff Hardy just looked like he was modeling Hot Topic attire.
He really did.
Like I wear baggy pants and a wife beater.
Yeah. What the fuck was that about?
Hmm.
What's with the nickel?
Oh, I think I just got dissed.
Did you not give him a tip?
Huh? I had exactly enough money to pay for my meal, so I didn't put a tip in, and so he just brought out a nickel that I forgot to take out of there. I think he's like, oh, hey, here's a nickel tip, and I'm like, I'm poor.
That's why I ordered fries.
That's why I ordered fries and a Coke.
Yes, that's...
That came to $13.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the bowl of fries.
Yeah, and the fries, I know, is $6.
Jesus.
What was yeah, your... and my thing, I'm, like, I ordered cheese fries and a Coke. And it came to $13. And I know, because I've ordered the cheese fries before, and it's like $6. So I apologize to the people at the Stony Badger. Not that anyone's going to listen, but I had exactly $13 and 5 cents.
I think they overcharged you.
I think that they charged for every refill.
Because I only got charged for one Diet Coke. And I had a refill.
How much? $13.
Mine came out to $11.66, and I got a Philly... Chicken Philly and fries and a Diet Coke.
Because you and Bob got the same thing. I wonder what his bill was.
I don't know. I don't care. I only come here to drink, so.
You gonna leave the nickel there?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. I was debating leaving. I have $2 in here that I was planning on buying a tasty soda with later. But I was debating leaving it on the table. But now I'm just going to leave the nickel because I got dissed.
That was intense, guys.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start feuding with that guy.
It's on my
he reminds me of Jay Lethal a little bit.
We were here.
It's going with Ernest Miller.
It was. We were here. I think it was like Ashton's last week on Nightside. And it was last time I saw Miss Switcher, formerly Miss Beckwith. You know.
Oh God.
You know, and he was our favorite.
I guess we're going to try to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're losing some steam here.
I just have one thing to say about gimmicks, I guess, that I've been thinking about for a while. I'm tired of the gimmick that almost every wrestler has right now. And for the longest time, it's been everyone's gimmick is I'm a badass and I just want to beat up the other person and become champion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had slight variations on it, but it was pretty much I want to be the champion and I'm mean or I'm the best. And it gets really old because... I mean, you have Cena, who's like, I'm the best. And then you have Miz saying, I'm the best. And granted, Miz is great, and he's good on the mic, but he doesn't really have that much of a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, Cena doesn't have that much of a gimmick. And every other wrestler that was going, Randy Orton, his whole gimmick is, I'm a badass, and I want to be the best.
He hears voices in his head.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Randy Orton's gimmick is.
They're getting away from it, kind of, now. Yeah. But now everyone's gimmick had been...
They're trying to make it like UFC. This is just this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they're starting to move past that. Like, pushing Zack Ryder.
Right.
Who actually has some sort of retarded character.
Woo-woo-woo.
And, you know, R-Truth has a character now.
Mm-hmm.
And The Miz is now part of that character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that they're starting to move past that and bringing the tag teams back. But I got tired of it. So tired of it. So please don't do that. That's my least favorite gimmick, is I have no character, but I'm a badass.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that about wraps it up.
Sorry I didn't have any tip money.
Well, he did, but it wasn't sufficient.
Yeah.
I figured you guys tipped.
It's fine. I did tip. Okay. I over-tipped.
All right, then. You over-tipped for me.
You know, I had my bill is $15. I gave him a $4.50 tip.
You had actual food.
Yeah.
You had a plate of chicken wings. I had a small portion of fries.
Yeah, Will did have a plate of chicken wings going on. Yeah, I still.
How did you order chicken wings for $15 and I ordered cheese fries and.
Because 18 wings is only $11 and I had a soda, so. That's about right.
Yeah, but 20 something cheese fries.
I still think you got overcharged.
I think I got overcharged.
I think you got charged for Bob's cheese fries.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Well, thanks for listening, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, and we'll have another episode. Soon.
We're hoping to expand to San Diego soon.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, you give me the link to this and I'll post it on my Twitters.
All right.
I got some followers on my Twitters. I post it on my podcast site.
Bye, Edna. Have fun in Fairbanks.
I think.